Hey, what's up? It's your girl Glorilla, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Let's go!
Man, I have this fan at the house, and I can't find a battery for it. Can we discuss this, please? Ooh. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. Not the wrong battery.
Well, oh. It's a fan and it has a remote control, which I loved. That was such a great thing. Now the remote isn't working any longer. And I opened it and there's this weird size battery. How do I know what size it is?
It's one of those weird little circle batteries.
Yeah, I don't know what size it is. I don't know where to get it. If I order five, which one do I keep? Like, I don't. And then I won't return them. I'll say I'll just order all of them and then I'll never send them back. So I'll just have 10
random
little
batteries.
And that's slowly how the junk drawer continues to build and build.
Talk about it.
I'm going through a similar appliance struggle, if you may. We've been documenting my new moving in to my new place. I have finally, after four attempts, bought the right size shower curtain.
Well, congratulations. Why did it take you that many attempts? That many times to find it? I don't understand.
Well, mainly because there's not a woman in my life. That's the reason.
Is there a measuring tape in your life?
But you know, like a real man, I don't use tools. I just eye it out.
Horrible.
And there's a big difference between 72 inches and 84 inches.
Huge.
So for the first couple of weeks, I was just creating a puddle.
So you're just basically just creating a mess every time you took a shower.
100%. And then just getting frustrated.
Well, I'm sure the people downstairs love that, Anthony, but go ahead.
First floor representer, okay? That's what I will say.
All right.
Shout out to all my first floor people. But overall, I will say I know a lot more about shower curtain length than I ever anticipated. But yes, going forward, I advise everybody measure out your shower length.
Now, here's the big question. Did you return the other three shower curtains that you bought that were the wrong size?
No, not at all.
I know you did.
I used them.
I know. It doesn't matter. You can still take them back.
Who's going to take a used shower curtain back?
Otto, they take them back if you just say this is the wrong size. You just put it back in the box and you take it back. The store gets credit and you get your money back. You didn't know that? Take them back, Anthony.
I feared the embarrassment of like them being like, "Nah, we're not taking that back."
Yeah,
you know how embarrassing would that be?
They're like, "Sorry, you can't add."
You know how
we
many
don't want
things
your slightly used curtains?
Yeah, you know how many things I have. I'm sitting here ragging on you about it. How many things I have that I never return? I'm like, let me try this on. And it just sits in my closet. And I end up donating them to Goodwill or whatever place is near my house. After it sits in the car for a year, of course, in the back in some bags. I'm like, Otto's fine. Like, when are you taking that stuff? Oh, yeah. Where did you go to get your shower curtain? Did you order it online or did you go to the store?
I actually went to that place. It's called like At Home. It's like a big department home goods store.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about something that makes you feel so single. Going to those stores on a weekend, that's like the biggest couple activity there is. I didn't know.
I don't think I've ever been in one of those places.
Otto, we go all the time to Home Goods and Marshalls and places like that. It's kind of like that. You know what I miss? You know what I could get if I had a Radio Shack? I could get a battery. Do you remember the old
Radio
school?
Radio Shack.
Remember that place?
I remember it? I built my DJ career at Radio Shack. It was the one place that had like everything you ever needed for cheap. I miss Radio Shack. I bought my first mixer as a DJ. I bought my first mixer at Radio Shack.
That was the best place if I needed an extension cord, if I needed a battery, if I needed a radio, whatever.
We would find that little weird battery we need to find for that remote at Radio Shack.
Exactly.
They would have it. I would walk in, I'd ask the sales guy, and he would be like, "Oh, right here.
Here's your weird little battery. Yes.
The way I would describe a Radio Shack to Gen Alpha would be like a Starbucks-sized Best Buy store. I think
a baby Best Buy. All right, so what's National Day today, Anthony A?
Today is World Equal Pay Day.
Let's go. Shout out to the women fighting to make as much money as all the men's out there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Usher is talking about Diddy, and he's saying a lot of things that I'm kind of upset over. So we're going to play that audio for you after we get down with famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
Queen Diana Ross celebrating her birthday. Oh, Leslie Mann celebrating birthday as well. Juvenile and Bad Baby. Catch Me Outside. How about that? Celebrating her birthday.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Man, she made so much money off of that one line, right? Happy birthday to her. Okay, so Usher sat down with Forbes BLK. And of course, the journalist asked about how he sees Sean Combs, P. Diddy, now, since he's been incarcerated and found guilty of various felonies. And here is his response.
I mean, this might be a bit controversial, but in the same way I think many people choose to look past the reality of what our country is, the standards that we now stand on, we can't ignore the reality of the history. But in many ways, I think certain people are prosecuted and maybe not recognized for the greatness that they offer. I don't have anything negative to say about Sean Combs because my experience was not what the world has seen and how he's been misrepresented. I'm not saying that every man is perfect. I'm not saying that all of us don't have flaws, but I can't, with any sense of humanity, not recognize the valuable contributions that this man made for us as Black entrepreneurs, for us as businessmen, for us as people who transition, you know, culture and ideas into something that's tangible and becomes business. So many people benefited from what he created. And I acknowledge that. And that's why I see him as legacy.
I understand exactly what Usher is saying partially. Let me explain why, what I mean. There must be a nuanced approach to a person like Diddy. We can acknowledge Usher that he did a lot for hip hop culture, for Black entrepreneurs, for business in general. He built an empire. But you can also, in the same breath, acknowledge his illegal activities and nefarious behavior toward women and men throughout the years. And we're talking decades. You can do both, and you fail to do that. And that's why I'm upset. Because Usher claims, well, in front of me, he didn't, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Just because you weren't harmed, to dismiss the harm of many is just unconscionable. I can't believe he would even say that. This might be controversial. It's 100% controversial.
So it sounds like he was fed talking points. It sounds like they're trying to sway the public opinion. I know Diddy's trying really, really hard to get out of jail right now. And obviously him and Usher are friends, or maybe he has something on Usher. I don't know. But with everything that Usher has going on right now, first of all, when having the public fight with Justin Bieber, which I think had to do with Diddy.
I told you. Bet you anything it had to do with Diddy, because what was Justin Bieber doing at these Diddy parties? We don't know. These are all allegations. But why are you dragging a child to these Diddy parties when we all know what was happening at these parties?
I just don't see how this benefits Usher in any which way. He's going on a world or a stadium tour. And how is this going to help him sell tickets?
He doesn't care. You know what? A lot of people won't care.
What if this is just who Usher is? Like, this is who he is, which is kind of disappointing. Because, you know, and for him to say he doesn't know anything is, like, really shocking to me. Because I think
we all saw the video.
But there's also literally lyrics from Diddy claiming that him and Usher are like brothers. So now all of a sudden you just weren't around for anything? That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
And we have talked about this. And Aunt, I know you know what you just said. Amen, for sure. But there have been people, witnesses, who said Usher and Neo were at that Prince party and they saw Diddy putting hands on Cassie, literally physically assaulting her. Nobody stepped in, not Usher, not Neo. And Prince had to step in, all 5'2" of him, with his security, of course, and removed Diddy from his party. So I'm just starting to think that maybe he just didn't care. Or thought it was okay? I don't know, but that was disappointing. And here, I can say this. I can still love Usher's music and say he's wrong. That's how you talk about a situation like this, Usher. You can say, I acknowledge Diddy. He is my friend. And I also condemn all the bad things he did.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Are you a woman who owns her home without a man? Can you call me 877-730-DCS1 or text and let me tell you why? I want to talk to you. How did you buy your home? Did anyone co-sign? Did you come up with a down payment all on your own? The reason why is because a new study shows that women are surpassing men when purchasing homes. And this is the first time in history that this has happened. More women own their own home now as single, standalone persons than men as single standalone persons, which is amazing. Congratulations, ladies.
But I don't think it's shocking because more women are graduating from college as well.
That's just, man, we're just running, huh, ladies? We're just running.
Automatic. Whose team are you on here, Automatic? Okay.
I'm just stating the facts, Anthony. That's
he's
all
a girl
I'm doing.
Dad. Okay, no, no. He's a girl dad.
Well, but you're right, though. Like, all my female homies, they all have their own homes. And I don't, I'm trying to think of a, like, my man homies. Not many of us own our own houses. I don't own my own home.
Well, you move and a lot, so though. Like, you move a lot. It's hard to do that. When you're a single person and moving around, sometimes renting is just better. So you don't have one friend, one man friend that owns a house, a single man friend?
By himself? Like I do?
Yeah.
No, I not by himself.
Sad.
Every man I know who has their own home actually like lives with somebody. Yeah. Also, the amount of men I know who've moved in with their girlfriends.
Otto.
When we first moved in together, I moved into Dana's house, or it was her apartment at the time.
Do you know that Otto had never...
I was way ahead of the trend. Like almost 2 decades.
You're
ahead
a trendsetter.
Trend.
Automatic, yeah. You're a trendsetter. So honestly, Otto, you'd never even lived with anybody until we lived together. You'd never been like nothing. That's insane.
I mean, I got an instant family within a day.
You literally did stepkids, house payments, property taxes.
My life changed dramatically.
I just overnight, got a text message from Deborah, and she said, I've owned my home for 8 years. And my boyfriend now lives with me. Okay, Deborah. So she's got somebody, and she doesn't. And okay, hold on. Let me ask her. Do you care that he did not help you buy it? Let's see what she has to say. Hi. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Carmen.
Carmen, do you own your own home? Did you buy it all by your little self?
I did.
Let's go. You are a trendsetter. Okay, when did you buy this home, and did anybody help you with a down payment, or was it all you?
I bought it in the last 6 months in August.
Wow. Congratulations. Oh, my gosh.
And yes, I bought it by myself.
Don't you love the mortgage and the property taxes and everything that come along with it?
Coming up with that down payment by yourself?
Yeah. No, it's more the interest that gets me. I don't like paying interest. I want to be paid interest. So
yeah, right. You're like, what's going on here? Here's a little something. Pay a little extra in principal every month, and you'll cut that interest rate in half. Okay? I've owned many homes.
Yes.
I'm so lucky that my mother co-signed for me at a time, honestly, in my life that I probably shouldn't have been buying a home. I didn't make a lot of money. But she knew the importance of owning a home. She herself bought her own home on her own. She was a single mother for years. She co-signed for me to buy a home. And since then, I mean, I was in my early 20s. I have always owned a home because of that gift, the gift of her credit, of her co-signing for me. And she helped me a little bit with my down payment. So I've been able to, I mean, I really feel like that's how you build generational wealth.
It is.
Yes, absolutely. I'm getting into the real estate investing space now, so yes.
Oh,
it really is.
You are ahead of the curve.
Like generational wealth, well, yeah.
Do you have kiddos?
I do. I have one daughter. She's 10. She's my world.
Oh, Carmen, how does she like being in her home? I mean, is it different from her than living in a rented space?
Oh, she loves it. She is the one that told me to call in, so.
Oh.
I
wish we could have spoken to her. What's her name?
Madison.
Please tell Madison I said hello. And I know how she feels. I remember when my
mother... She's proud of her mama.
Otto, when my mother bought that home for the first time, I can't tell you. I'm getting emotional right now. How I felt when we opened that door. And I was like, this is mine. And I had my backyard and I had my room and I'd be able to invite friends over and not have to worry so much about noise. You know, my mom worked so hard to give me what she could. She worked 2 jobs. And I used to get angry at her. I remember feeling mad, like, why is she not home? Because we have to eat. That's why. I realize now.
She had to put a roof over your head.
Yeah, exactly.
That was more my experience when my mom bought her home.
Oh.
It came with a lot of lectures of, don't ask me to go to Disneyland or Six Flags
for
the next 3 years. So...
Do you want a house or do you want Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, I'm glad yours was warm and welcoming because mine was stern and I had to be grateful. Oh.
And I just want to remind, you know, congratulations, obviously, to our girl Carmen. Oh, and Deborah said, no, I don't care that he didn't help me. He helps me with the mortgage now. Okay. All right. Deborah answered me that text message.
Part.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I want to remind you that it wasn't until 1974 that women were legally able to buy a home without a husband or their father signing.
So in 50 years, women have passed us.
Yeah, in just 50 years, yeah. You know, for me, that means so much. And there's a lot of people trying to pull us back. I would never go backward because life back then was not good for me and for my sisters, for my aunts, for my daughters. It wasn't good. We must continue to move forward. And congratulations to all the ladies doing it big and moving your men in. Okay. All right. So
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Police body cam audio and video of Taylor Frankie Paul moments after she assaulted her ex-boyfriend Dakota Morrison has surfaced, and we're going to play it for you after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have actress and comedian Leslie Mann celebrating her birthday, Juvenile celebrating birthday as well, Diana Ross and Bad Baby celebrating her birthday.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Okay, so there's police body cam audio video of Taylor Frankie Paul just moments after she allegedly assaulted her ex-boyfriend, Dakota Morrison. It's out. Here's the audio. This is after police have already approached her. And to me, it sounds like she's inebriated.
No worries. You're being nice. I get it. I get it.
So when I say...
He's pushed me in my garage, the man, in my garage to my kid's stuff.
Your children are here and you need to stop yelling and you need to take your volume down considerably.
You're right.
And so when I asked you not to make a phone call right now and you're doing it...
Is what? Illegal?
No, but what I'm saying is...
Dad?
Being problematic.
Please come to my house. Dakota pushed me in my garage and the police are saying that I can't talk about.
No, that's not what we're saying. I'm saying for you to take deep breaths because you're very intoxicated and you're screaming
sure.
in the street. Calm down and you're being very loud while your children are trying to
sleep
relax.
Upstairs with the white noise?
What about that one right there sitting on the
what's
couch?
What's up?
She just said, what's up to the kid? That's the child that she hit with a stool that's been witnessing this whole thing. What
you
is
said inebriated? That girl is drunk. She's hammered.
Well, it was just a fancy word for drunk. Why does she even have, like, custody of these children? And why? Here's what makes me more angry than anything. The cops just gonna let her get away with talking to him like that? I have never seen anything like that in my life. Like, normally, if you backtalk a cop or you don't follow instructions... In my neighborhood, in the body I grew up in, you are on the ground in handcuffs in jail. What is going, what in the not equal rights is happening right now with this woman?
Mm-hmm.
The levels of entitlement. And then I will say, she's a great actress. The second she got on the phone with her dad, it was like the tears were just running.
Oh, wow. I mean, she was like sassy. What, illegal? Dad, come get me. What is going on?
And then how, like, imagine being the ABC producer who looked past all of this stuff, and now your job's on the line because you didn't know. Like, I've never seen nothing like that in my life, and be able to talk with that much privilege is pretty insane.
So the whole Bachelorette thing canceled, right, because of her, and all she does is blame everybody else around her. Now I know why. Because nobody holds this woman accountable. Her daddy...
She is forever the victim.
Oh, her daddy's going to come and take her side. The police are like, cool, do whatever you need to do. Her, as her poor child sits there and just takes all of this in, probably frightened to death to even go upstairs and try to sleep. And Dakota is just like this abused man who's just, I don't know, taking it all in. I smell another reality show. Someone's going to pick this up. You want to bet?
She, for sure. It's probably going to be ABC. I mean,
no, it will not.
Well, she's on Hulu. I don't know. Somebody's
going to be on Hulu or one of those. But
yeah, somebody's going to pick it up. And she's now a bigger star than she ever would have been had she just been on
the Bachelor. For all the wrong reasons, though, I think she needs to be in jail, number one. And then in some type of treatment, not only for her drinking, but for her anger issue. She's obviously got something's going on inside of her. Her daddy didn't do her right.
And I misspoke there. I said she's a bigger star than she ever would have been. She's more infamous than she ever would have been. She's not a star. She has no talent.
Oh,
gosh,
all right. Clock it.
Tell us how you really feel. All right.
Yeah.
That goes for 95% of the other people who are famous on the internet.
Oh, Otto, you're so wrong. Shots fired. Everybody's catching strays today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we read a statistic that blew my mind. For the first time, women own more homes now in the U.S. than men, which is quite the feat because we couldn't buy homes on our own without the signature, cosigner, rather, of our husband or our fathers until 1974. Let's go, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Does that coincide with women being able to get credit cards also?
Yeah, there was an act. It was called the Equal Credit Act. I can't remember the exact name, Otto. Sorry. A bill that was signed into law. Yeah. It had to do with credit. You couldn't have a credit card. Couldn't buy a car. Couldn't get a loan.
I wonder what the debt was amongst homes before credit cards and then after.
I don't know. That's another deep dive that we are not going to talk about right now. What we're going to do is celebrate the accomplishments of women. When we were talking about this, we got a call from a woman named Carmen. And I asked her, I said, Carmen, if she had bought a home on her own.
I did.
Woo! Hey, that's right. Go. You are a trendsetter. Do you have kiddos?
I do. I have one daughter. She's 10. Oh. She's my world.
Oh, Carmen, how does she like being in her home? I mean, is it different from her than living in a rented space?
Oh, she loves it. She is the one that told me to call in. So
I just dropped her off.
She's not in right now.
So she had already dropped her off. But think about how proud her daughter, Madison, that was her name. Her daughter, Madison, was so proud of her mom. She's like, Mommy, you got to call. You got to tell them that you're a homeowner. I bought my house on my own, but my mom co-signed with me. My mother did. And she gave me $1,000 for my down payment, and she never asked me to pay her back.
Did it take a lot of convincing for you to convince her?
It did not, Anthony. She knew the power of home ownership. I just got my first job in radio. I made $24,000 a year. You couldn't have told me I wasn't rich. Because I was a hard-working poor person for a very long time. Remember, I had my first daughter, Kirsten, when I was only 15. So I was surviving. That was what I was doing.
Was that your first salaried job?
First salaried job. Think about it. My mother trusted me enough to co-sign and give me money because she knew I was going to be responsible with it. But it changed the trajectory of my life. And she did it because she bought her home on her own, which in turn changed her life as well. My grandmother, we still have the family land. Otto, you know that, in Big Spring, Texas.
Your grandma had two houses.
She had two homes. That's right. So this was understood early in my family, even though for the first part, I'll be honest, like where we own our first home, they weren't allowed to buy outside of that area because it's extremely segregated in that small town in West Texas. So they could only buy in the barrio on the north side. And then later laws did change. And that's when my grandma bought the big house. Or I thought it was like 900 square feet. But for us, it was big on the right side of town, right on the other side of town. Don't you remember like going from rented space to home?
When I moved from Minnesota, we moved into a one-bedroom apartment. Uh-huh. And there were six of us.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so I was sleeping on a lawn chair for a long time. And when we moved into the house that is actually still in my family, my brother lives there now. It was a huge relief because I got my own room. I got my own bed again. It just felt so good to be in a house versus being on top of each other in the one-bedroom apartment.
Yes. And I also love that, you know, your brother... Keeping into the family was important to you. Raising Sloan.
My brother's raising his daughter there, Sloan. So
yeah.
The story continues.
Aww. Do you ever think about what color that lawn chair was?
It was white and blue.
That could not have been comfortable, Otto. You slept on a lawn chair.
It was a long time ago, so it was those plastic ones that were like cord plastic and that your butt would sink into.
Yeah.
I will say,
the little lines across your back.
Yeah. It was not the most uncomfortable thing, but it was not great either. And I was like 8 or 9 years old, so I would have fallen asleep anywhere.
Ain't no way right now, Otto, you're sleeping on a lawn chair not saying, this is awful. This is horrible.
Your back can take it at 8, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.